Slowly, Gregor pulled open the door, which parted to reveal the intrigued expression of Professor Glade, halfway through blowing a bubble with her gum.
Not even up there 10 minutes and excitement follows. Seems you're going to be an interesting co-worker, Mr. Fletcher.
The position hasn't been formalized yet.
Then heaven help us once you're here officially. We just caught someone trying to sneak inside, and after a bit of pressing, the guy admitted he's here for a vampire named Fred. Timmons went sniffing around outside. He's pretty sure our uninvited visitor followed you across campus.
With a twist of his wrist, September's sword vanished, leaving behind a look of consternation that tried and failed to mar his feyish features.
Found so soon? No one should know of your arrival this evening. Only Hellebore, the headmaster, and I were aware of the night we'd visit.
Maybe he was tracking by scent?
Oh, is the intruder a Therian?
Not unless he's some kind of deathrope. Our guy is a vampire.
Professor Glade's casual tone was an ill fit for the sudden storm of terror that descended upon me at her words. Someone had found me already. Someone clued in and connected, who could find out about the trip I hadn't even planned for, and then sneak onto campus undetected. The pool of potential suspects was already worryingly low, and when adding the criteria of vampire to the mix, there was a single suspect who stood out above the rest. Quinn must have found me yet again, and worse, was all alone with an unsuspecting professor. I all but flew down the hall, Gregor struggling to keep up. Speed was just about the only physical front where I had an advantage on my bodyguard, but it was an issue that rarely came up. In truth, I have no idea what sort of notion was in my head to drive me toward Quinn, except that when he was left to his own devices, someone I cared about often came close to death. First, he'd gotten Asha in the car bomb before my wedding. Then he'd managed to burn down Charlotte Manor. Whatever he was scheming, whoever he planned to hurt next, I knew I had to do something to stop him. But when I burst through the stairwell's exit on the first floor, my sire was nowhere to be seen. Only Professor Timmons, towering over a pale male who appeared to be in his early 20s. Short brown hair, medium height, dressed like it was daytime in the middle of summer with a tank top and basketball shorts. Hearing the door slam open, this mystery fellow turned, his face freezing up at the sight of me. The reaction was especially curious because I didn't recognize him, although there was something familiar in those features.